Just a word on follow me. I think Peter learned very well what does it mean, and he mentions it in his first epistle. It is to follow him in his steps. Christ suffered for us, leaving us an example that we should follow in his steps. And you know, his steps are not very easy. He mentions five things. Who did no sin? He doesn't specify what kind of sin. Who did no sin? Neither was guile found in his mouth. When he was reviled, he reviled not again. When he suffered, he threatened not. He committed himself to him that judges righteously. And these are things that we are to follow in his steps. John says the same thing. I write unto you, children, that you sin not. He puts all the sins in one bag and says that you sin not. If any man sin, as if it is the odd thing, not when any man sin. And I look around and see, what does that mean for me and for you? Is the sin the odd thing that happens in my life, in my thinking, in my works, in my words? And how about when we are reviled? So he knew exactly what it means to follow him. But God says to Abraham, walk before me and be imperfect. So I walk after the Lord as my example, but then I walk before the Lord. What does it mean? It is just like a father telling to his son, just walk in front of me and I will observe you under the searching eye of the Father of God, protecting, observing, instructing. But also we hear that Enoch walked with God and he was not found. So I walk behind the Lord, follow him in his steps. We walk before him under his observation, observing eye, but also walking with him in a fellowship. Can two walk together if they be not agreed? And what a joy if this would be our portion. We follow the Lord, we walk before him under his guidance, and we walk with him in fellowship with him.